Every week on this show, we talk about things that range from the seriously important to the downright silly. It's all about freedom. What a concept. America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. A busy hour ahead. We will be joined by John C. McGinley. What a career. The character actor has been around for 25 years. You know him from Wall Street, from Platoon, from Scrubs, Office Space, recently 42, and now the TBS comedy series Ground Floor. John will be by to talk about his career, and we will touch on something outside of the industry that is very important to John. And then we'll have another edition of Fit in a Minute with Lisa Ritchie, followed by ways to avoid losing power in your house this winter. Yeah, you don't want to lose power. You don't want any power surges, because when the electricity surges, your expensive television and computer goes bye-bye. So we'll have some ideas on that. And then another edition of America's Business with Ted David, followed by why American workers need more vacation time. No, it's not because you're tired. It's because when you look at almost every other industrialized country in the world, they're getting 20 and 30 paid days off. Do you know what you get here? Zippo. We'll have the story. We start things off, though, this hour with the final Late Show with David Letterman. The date has been announced. Dave will come out and do his last top 10 list on May 20th. And then the word is that Stephen Colbert will assume the reins on September 8th. What do you think about this? Well, I think CBS might be taking a big, big chance here. Stephen Colbert, known for political satire. If you are of that political persuasion and you find that type of humor funny, meaning if you are pro-liberal and anti-conservative, you think what Stephen Colbert has been doing for 10 years is just completely hysterical and the best thing in the world. If you're not, you think the guy's a hack and he's not funny. Have we seen Stephen Colbert perform in a situation outside of that character on the Colbert Report? CBS is taking a big, big chance. Conan O'Brien went from being a comedy writer to taking over for David Letterman back in late night on NBC back in 93. Then when they put Conan on at 11:30 on NBC, things didn't work out so well, and now he's on TBS and he's doing well there. But is Stephen Colbert the right person to take over the Late Show franchise from Letterman? He's been there for 22 years. I thought there were other people that might have done a better job. It might have been a better risk for CBS. One of them works for the network already. What about Drew Carey? Drew Carey, I think, would have been a terrific late night host, and he's actually done it recently. He's filled in on the Craig Ferguson show, which is no longer the Craig Ferguson show, and he's done a good job. What about Ellen DeGeneres? She's got herself quite a franchise in daytime. I don't know if she'd want to go to a late-night network show, but then again, who wouldn't? These are trained stand-up comics who are ready to just walk in and take over a show. So what are they trying to do with Stephen Colbert? Is it going to be a political preach fest? I sure hope not. It's a lot different when you have a show on a network rather than just some cable channel. The network is reliant on you to be able to draw viewers so that people come and watch your late local news so they stick around for your late night talk show. If Colbert is only going to appeal to a certain segment of society, that's not good for an entire television network. So I think they're taking a big, big chance. We're going to finish the segment by talking about freedom and the tragedy of the terrorist attack in Paris. Charlie Hebdo, normally 60,000 copies in circulation. After the attack, they've come back with their first issue and they will sell 3 million. We are people that make our livings performing in front of a microphone, in front of a camera, and by using a pen. And when that freedom is threatened or infringed upon, it is not good for any of us, nor is it good for anyone who believes in freedom. And with 3 million copies of Charlie Hebdo hitting the stands only a week later, it proves one thing. Freedom always wins. This is America Weekend, and I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Think green. Harrison with you. Greenopia has rated fast food joints for their greenliness, if I can invent a word here. Since most of America has some sort of fast food restaurant on a nearby corner, it's good to know what the best choices may be. Happily, many fast fooders are making strides to be more sustainable with packaging and transportation, and now with actual product. Here are the top five which may be more available in certain parts of the country. Pizza Fusion, Burgerville, Le Pain Quotidien, or however it's pronounced, nobody has any idea, spelled L-E-P-A-I-N-Q-U-O-T-I-D-I-E-N, and finally, Evo's. Now, even larger chains like McDonald's and Subway are improving as the public demands a better quality of food. It's just like what happened to GM when gas prices went through the roof. Next year, GM will roll out a full-on all-electric car.
Think Green with Harrison at ThinkGreenRadio.com.
Order in the court.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. All of Jim's monthly bills are paid automatically through online services. Only Jim knows the usernames and passwords. He has a couple of online bank accounts and an E-Trade account with several stocks. But unfortunately, one day, Jim unexpectedly died. Now his wife can't access any of their money because she doesn't know Jim's usernames or passwords. But believe it or not, there's not much she can do because online services and websites don't release passwords under any circumstances. What could Jim have done to avoid this situation? Stay tuned for The Final Verdict. A new website, LegacyLocker.com, is a great place to store all your usernames and passwords. It's like a digital vault. After your death is verified, only the one person you designated will have access to your information. And that's The Final Verdict.